around 3 minutes there to give you guys a good point lead. Like, what did you see and what prompted you to take that shot?
Well, I think Miles kind of came off the screen, and I felt the defender was a little off. I saw an opportunity, and I trusted my shot, and so I shot it and went in.
How good did it feel to beat that team, especially?
You know, every pitch you win is a big win, but just to come back home and, you know, protect our home court and gain some momentum, that's what we really need.
Yeah. Does the semifinal loss to them, obviously the last time you guys were here, does that, like, play on your mind before this game at all?
I wouldn't say it play on my mind, but definitely a summer spot. You know, obviously they came here in a big game and they were getting the best of us. I think we just wanted to come here and kind of just play our best, but not think about it too much and come up with a good result.
What's going through your mind when they take the lead after you guys led by 18 in the first half?
Honestly, not much. Just trying to stay composed, understanding, like, yes, they're on a big run, but at the end of the day, like, we were still tight game, down two, maybe up two. So we were still within striking distance, and obviously that's what we want. When it comes down to any game, we want to be within striking distance to give ourselves a chance to win the game.
You know, Mike, again, just, like, so efficient from the field, comes up with big plays. I guess what impresses you most about him now as a sophomore?
I think he's actually been, like, very, very consistent. Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing to say, just the consistency with him. And it helps our team a lot.
And then, you know, Miles as well, kind of having that layup to kind of take the dagger there at the end. I mean, just talk about him for a second.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of run the same play I previously ran before that. And he was able to get downhill. And once Miles was able to get downhill and elevate, I think there are not much people in the pitcher league that can kind of contest with his speed and his vertical ability. So I think that was a good layup.
When he's aggressive and getting downhill, like, how does that just change things for your team?
I mean, well, a big focus for us is getting in the paint, making plays from the paint. So him being able to get downhill and perhaps, like, draw some help defenders kind of opens up more lanes and more space and more for us to get in and out threes or catch and shoot threes. So, yeah.
What do you think was different just by your team's preparation from this game compared to Colgate?
I mean, I wouldn't say it was super different. Obviously, this was a home game. We didn't have to travel to upstate New York. So, I mean, familiar place, familiar gym, kind of familiar routine. But I think we try to approach every game in a similar way, knowing that each have equal importance in our goal.
You know, one of the big things in the Patriots this year has only been one road win from any team the entire year. Like, what for you guys is, I guess, just challenging about going on a road trip, especially this time of year?
I don't know. I guess with the home crowd advantage, teams tend to, you know, play their best at home. Yeah. Perhaps with the added momentum from the cheers, but maybe we're going to definitely crack some away wins. So I'm not worried about that. Yeah. Just want to take care of the games at home and get the away games we get.
You know, obviously the whole thing with consistency and winning multiple games, I know, has been a big deal all year. Like, how do you guys, like, finally, you know, keep doing that and make sure that you're winning multiple games?
I mean, Chip and I mean, something like consistency, it takes habit. And habit is not something you build over one day. So I think just progressively, you know, chipping away. So we reach that point where our consistency is consistent.
Yeah. All right, sweet. Thanks so much, guy. Appreciate it. Obviously, your layup that kind of was the dagger at the end there.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of drain the shot clock and then you just go.
Yep.
You know, that's a play you guys have run all year, you know, with you guys getting downhill at the end of the games. Mm-hmm. Is that a play you guys trust a lot?
We haven't. Excuse me. We actually stopped running that play.
Yeah.
And then we kind of brought it back. But yeah, I mean, coach was always trying to get me to my right hand.
Yeah.
Just downhill in general. We had that one play earlier. I turned the ball over, but I mean, you know, when Miley's coming up to set a screen, you gotta make a decision, you know. And we got shooters all around, so that time the layup was there.
How much does the staff just stress with you about just getting downhill and being aggressive on the drive?
They trust me to do a lot of things, man.
Yeah.
Even though I had made some mistakes down the stretch, they still put me back in there and they still put the ball in my hands. That's hard to come by. That type of trust is hard to come by, and that type of I'm just very grateful, you know.
Yeah,
I'm very grateful to have the coaches I have.
Yeah. does the semifinal loss play in your mind at all? Again, you know, obviously you're actually up for the first time. Was that something that you thought about at all during the week or during the game?
Yeah, I mean,
you're human, right? You got to think about it. I don't know if the only thing that we were saying at halftime was like, yo, remember last time we was up by a lot of half. But coach didn't mention it, and we're a different team, they're a different team, but obviously, like,
we was thinking about that.
Did you get deja vu when they kind of came back?
You said what now?
Did you get deja vu when they kind of came back?
Oh, yeah. A little bit. You kind of like, when I have those thoughts, at least I'm like, oh, let me not like go down that route. But, you know, it's definitely a little bit like, oh.
I guess, like, I mean, after you had that lift at the end, you had a lot of emotions with Ben. I guess just what was going through your mind after that, and why did that kind of emotion come out?
Dude, because I just feel like, this year has been like one of the most challenging years of my career and one of the most challenging years of my life, you know?
Yeah.
And so like I've really just like it just felt like, you know, a release, you know, like a faucet, you know, opening up, you know?
Yeah.
And then I don't even know if I would have reacted like that if Ben Roy didn't come up with my face like that.
Yeah.
So then Ben Roy, you know, Ben Roy's coming at me up and then a couple of dudes coming up, I'm like, alright, bet, like I'll go crazy too.
Yeah.
And Ben Roy's a dude, like, yo, we go at it every day in practice, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still love each other, and, you know, we both, like, have so much in common as players, you know?
What do you think was different about your team's, I guess, energy preparation today compared to Colgate?
Dude, I'm not even gonna lie, dude. I feel like... Can we wait?
See you guys.
Hey.
What was I saying? Oh.
I don't even think there's that big a difference, dude. Colgate was a crazy game, and I'm not saying there weren't things that we could have done better or in the preparation. Maybe if I really dissected it a lot more, though, yeah, we could have done this, that, and third, but, like, I don't know. Sometimes, I thought we actually had good practices going up to Colgate.
Yeah.
And so, like, sometimes, like, you're not ready in the game, they get hot, you know, things just snowball. And, yeah, I mean, coach was saying that we're a good team at we've always been a good team that like rebounds back after losses. Hopefully we can string some wins together,
especially on the road.
Do you feel like, you know, obviously just saying the Colgate just kind of, you know, it's just one of those games. Like, do you feel like generally, right, that you guys are kind of moving in the right direction after like a pretty inconsistent start to the year?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're moving in the right direction. I think dudes have the right mindset, and we're coming into practice prepared. I think we are moving in the right direction. I think it's really coming down to, like, how we're meshing. I think we're still, like, we're still figuring out, like, each other. You know, we've had so many people in and out. So, and, like, lineups, coaches are figuring out lineups and stuff.
That's it for me.
All right.
Thanks, Miles. Appreciate it.